The government has announced the COVID vaccine will be compulsory for all workers at businesses where customers need to show a vaccine certificate. So that includes cafes, restaurants, gyms and hairdressers. The Workplace Relations and Safety Minister Michael Wood joins me now. Tēnā koe, Minister.
Kia ora.
Can I start by being crystal clear about who this will apply to?
The announcements that we've made today mean that there will be a mandate in place for those workers who are working in workplaces where the COVID vaccine certificate is being used. And that's really important. That's about consistency because, you know, patrons who are coming into those workplaces will have to show their vaccination status. And we think it's important the workers in those workplaces have the same requirement. We have also created the ability for us to be able to consider mandates in places where there might be critical impacts in terms of New Zealand's exporting interests and also for critical national infrastructure.
Just in terms of understanding specifically who that is, because we're already getting correspondence from people wanting to know, example, taxis and Uber drivers.
Those are not areas of work who are covered by the COVID vaccine certificates. Those areas are a smaller group, including hospitality, events, gyms, gatherings, and close contact businesses.
Right.
But what we have also agreed today is that ministers are going to go and do some further work to consider whether there should be some further areas who are added to these requirements.
Well, other areas, funeral home staff?
No, I'm not going to speculate on that, but ministers are going to do some work on that. We've been working closely with our social partners, Business New Zealand, other business sector groups and the CTU, and we'll be having ongoing conversations with them to determine whether there are other areas where it is appropriate.
Understood, but today was supposed to be about giving clarity for a whole bunch of industries, and already there seems to be some, you know, inconsistencies. For example, gyms will be compulsory, hairdressers compulsory, but can you take me through things like pharmacists or supermarket workers?
Well, there is consistency here because we are putting this requirement alongside the COVID vaccine certificate. So it's about having absolute consistency that people in these workplaces, whether it's someone coming in for a drink in the evening or a meal, will be served by a worker who also has to be vaccinated. Now, the second part of today's announcements, if you'll let me get to that, I think does answer the other part of the question. Because what we have said for other workplaces is that we are going to also provide a clarified and simplified risk framework that'll have very simple tests in it. Things like, do your workers interact with the public at close quarters that businesses will be able to utilise to determine whether it's appropriate to require vaccination? So we're providing greater clarity for every other employer as well.
Just to come back to the taxis, though, for example, Minister, do you not have to show a COVID vaccine certificate to use a taxi?
No, that's not currently contemplated. But as I say, we're going to have a look at whether there should be further areas that should be mandated. And they will be businesses who can also use the simplified risk framework.
Right, because that's in the red zone on the traffic light framework that you've provided. Is that somewhere that's going to be clarified?
Yeah, well, as I said today, businesses who use the COVID vaccine certificate are covered by this, and we'll be looking at other areas who should be potentially included as well.
Right, so with this new process, what happens if a worker refuses the mandated vaccine?
That's right. Well, what we're setting out today is that there'll have to be a good process and conversation between the employer and employee. We expect the employer and employee to work together for there to be encouragement and support for that person to get vaccinated. There'll be a right to paid time off that we're creating as well. But ultimately, if that worker determines that they're not going to get vaccinated and the employer works through a process, looks at redeployment options and they're not viable, there'll then be a four-week countdown period. And that employee will have a final four-week period to determine whether or not they're going to get vaccinated. And at the end of that period, their employment can be terminated.
So what legal advice have you sought around that if employers are starting that four-week termination period, they're not going to open themselves up to legal action from employers or anyone else for that matter?
We've developed these proposals specifically in response to concerns that we've heard from the business community and others, that they feel that they want greater clarity and they want reduced legal risk. So the processes that we have put in place today, whether it's through the mandate or whether it's through a statutory risk framework, lift a lot of that risk away from employers by providing much greater clarity and direction from government.
Are you expecting legal challenges around this?
Well, look, I would never preclude the right of people to have their day in court, and we're not going to take away anyone's rights to do that. It's important that we retain those basic rights in our society. But overall, I expect that these changes will actually result in greater certainty and a lesser prospect of there being litigation around these issues. So, for example, in the case of the mandates we're putting in place today, which will cover about 25% of the workforce, they are mandates that the government has put in place. It is not a decision of the employer. And as long as the employer follows the basic consultative and good faith processes properly, there is minimal legal risk to them.
I am interested, Minister, in some of the industry's jobs where the government is the employer. For example, the police, and it's not mandatory yet there for police people who are employed by the police to have mandatory vaccines. Is this not something the government should be leading by example with?
Well, it's important to note that many organisations are currently using the existing risk framework that's in place to assess whether work should be done by vaccinated workers only. What we're doing in this process, as I said, is creating a new framework that organisations like the police, whether they're public or private, could pick up and use. But we will consider other organisations and types of work, both public and private, as to whether it's appropriate that they be mandated as well. I think it's important to note that the steps that we've provided today are a very big step forward. It covers about 25% of the workforce, and we are indicating that we'll do further work in the coming weeks. But we will step through it carefully. We'll consult with employers, we'll consult with unions, so that we get the policy right.
It is a big step forward, and it's into the private realm. So wouldn't it be fair for the government to get its own state employees vaccinated first to set that example and try and create more public safety?
Well, through the use of the orders over the course of this year, the government has done that. We've done that in critical public border workforces. We've done that in health. We've done that in education, places where we've identified that there is a higher risk and therefore a higher expectation of vaccination. So I would absolutely say that government has taken the lead there, and we will consider what steps are appropriate across the rest of the public sector workforce. But actually, we shouldn't be necessarily treating the public sector and the private sector workforces differently. We should be managing the risk and having policy that's in the public interest. And this mix of the mandates for CVC workplaces and a clearer risk framework will apply to both public and private and give much greater confidence.
Does the government have any plans to mandate vaccines for all state sector employees?
We don't have any current plans to make a sweeping pronouncement like that, but as I've indicated, ministers will work together to identify whether there are any other areas which it's appropriate to have a vaccination mandate and expectation in place.
Could we expect that in places like work and income offices, the Defence Force, police? There's a whole raft of places where it would set a tone for the rest of the country if the government led.
Well, as I've said, the government has led with many of its key workforces. I'm not going to speculate on just in the middle of an interview as to what workforces might come in. It's important we work these things through very carefully with the people who are involved, and we will undertake that work in the coming weeks.
Kia ora for your time. That was the Workplace Relations and Safety Minister Michael Wood joining us there on the new vaccine mandates for a whole raft of places today.